Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks have fallen into darkness, and the Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days.
Cause if you let it run, you wanna drive.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. On yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, we was listening to G. Craig Lewis, and he was teaching and preaching a sermon entitled A Falling Away. And he was looking at how the modern church today is falling away. So let me get out of the way and you can hear this for yourself. G. Craig Lewis, A Falling Away.
The Bible affirms, well, let me back up. He addressed the fact that they ate at the table with false gods and condoned false god worship. Balaam practices would be equivalent to modern day pastors pledging to false gods of Freemasonry, Boule, Greek fraternities, and sororities. The Bible affirms that you cannot eat at the table of God and of false gods, mythological demons. 1 Corinthians 10 and 21, ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. It's right there. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and then sit at the table with these.
All over the earth.
Oh, wow. We got so many commercials on here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get it off right quick.
Amen. Pledging to Aphrodite and Athena and Apollo and Hermes, you pledge into these folks. He right there, Jack, in the meeting. He came to the meeting and he was on time. What we meeting about this time? We planning the Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday program. Yeah, they just having a meeting, planning something with the devil in all the what? Details. That's how you get paid, man. That's how you do. You sign that deal, you cut that deal. Yeah. And you got to turn it up. See, so I don't have no sympathy for folks that can't turn deals down. Brother, but you don't understand. No, you don't understand. They offered it to me too. Did they offer it to me, Robert? They offered it to us, didn't they? Turn it down. Turn it down. Yeah, and I'm going to turn it down every time. Yeah, but you don't understand. Yes, I do. Yeah, and folk thought I was crazy. I said, no. I ain't signing no deal with no devil. You mean I got to do what they tell me to do? You mean I got to partner up with people that are promoting things that are hurting young people? They singing songs that are hurting the youth? They are programming young people with sexually explicit foolishness in their lyrics, cussing, showing them. Cardi B. Teaching young girls to be sluts. And I got to partner with that for some money? Brother, no, because hell is hot and it's eternal. That's not worth the money for me, brother. No, 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 no. What would it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his soul? Amen. Yeah, see the anointing you feel in this room? You know what that is? That's because I've gone through this stuff for real. That's what you feel. I didn't know it back then. I didn't know how important it would be during this time. J. Brown, I didn't know this time would come. I didn't know it would get like this. But I know God, what God told me to do. And I had to do it. And now I can speak with an authority because I did do it. We ain't got to jump around on stage looking like an idiot. Doing the same thing I do to the gospel song. Now I'm doing it to a song that don't make no sense. Christ addressed spiritual fornication, which is the mixture. This is the third thing in that passage. This is the mixture of false God doctrine with the doctrine of God. When people mix the sacred with the profane, they are committing fornication. Amen? Ministers that promote the world, its leaders, and the lust of the world are spiritual fornicators and in allegiance with the devil himself. You at the table with the devil if you're promoting the folks that promote the devil. Yeah, you can't make it right. You can't make it okay. You have to say no. Can't do it. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. I had one of the Dallas Cowboys back when I was doing music. Came to me and he said, man, we
doing some rap, so I heard some of your stuff.
Here's what I propose. I give you $10,000 a beat. Just make beats. My wife, remember that? $10,000. Now I'm broke. In that one bedroom, didn't have no money. $10,000. I said, man, you know I can't do that, man. Like, I'm saved. I can't be making. He said, here's what we do. You know your boy Daryl. He said, you make the beat. Give it to Daryl. Remember that, babe? Give it to Daryl. Daryl give you 10 grand. He'll put his name on it and give it to me. My wife was right there. Because that night I grabbed her. I started crying. Just like I'm crying now. I started crying. I said, she said, why are you crying? I said, because I can't do it. I'm crying because I can't do it. And then I told her, I said, when I come through all of this, I'm going to get the devil back. I'm going to get him back for making me feel like this. I'm going to stand on the truth. I'm going to preach the truth no matter what it costs. And he going to feel what I got to say. And it's going to change things. He going to feel it. Because that wasn't fair. These folk come around me, all these artists and junk. Yeah, we love your message. Oh yeah, we want to come visit. We want to be here. And then go do this junk. Bro, I ain't got no sympathy for what's about to happen to you. That's your choice. You choosing to do the fool. I could have made the same choice and I didn't. Amen. That ain't to show you me. That just shows you what we all supposed to do. We're supposed to turn the devil down and do what God tells us. Just like Jesus did on the mountain when he was tempted 3 times. He turned the devil down. Told the devil, get behind me. The devil said, I give you all of this. Jesus said, I'd rather die than take anything from you. Matter of fact, I think I will. Ezekiel 22:26. And y'all know me better. I ain't trying to show y'all me at all. These are true stories.
Listen, you're a...
Oh, we got all these ads, ladies and gentlemen. I get it off.
Ezekiel 22:26. Her priests have violated my law and have profaned mine holy things. They have put no difference. Listen, between the holy and the profane. They put no difference. Neither have they shown difference between the unclean and the clean. And have hid their eyes from my Sabbaths, and I am profaned among them. What does that look like? You, God is profane among them? Yeah, that's that movie, Praise This. They profaned God's image, making it all about some singing. Got Chloe Bailey in there, who just did the explicit sex scene in the movie, in the show Swarm. Profane, all about the singing, just music. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? That sounds like Isaiah around Isaiah what? 11, Isaiah chapter 12. Yeah, where 14, Isaiah chapter 14. Yes, that sounds like what Lucifer tried to do. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Revelation 2 and 16, repent or else I will come unto thee quickly. Quickly. And will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. I don't want to be them. Fight against them with the sword of my mouth. And Pergamum, capital punishment, was done by running on the sword. Christ uses this symbolism as a threat to those who would not repent. He also called those that refuse to repent them, which separates them from those that belong to him. Matthew 7 and 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into, this is the scariest scripture in the entire Bible. Because you're talking about folks that are calling him, that are saying, Lord, Lord, folks that are casting out devils, folks that are healing the sick, working miracles, folks that are pastoring, leading. He said, all of them ain't with me. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth what? The will of my Father, which is in heaven. Are you doing the will? God wants you recording with Cardi B. God wants you making all the Queen's Men. God wants you on stage with the Jonas Brothers doing a secular song. God wants you crucifying a woman on the cross. That's New Age symbolism. Women talking about their butts on stage in church on Easter, on Resurrection Sunday. No, only those that do the will. I know what you want to do, but is it the will of the Father? This is the girl, Chloe Bailey, that's doing the gospel music, singing the gospel songs, Praise This. She has an album called Ungodly Hour, where her and her sister dressed like succubus. You know, the spirit that comes in the night, lays on top of you and takes your breath away, and joins with you sexually when you in between realms. That's what they dress like. Cause wet dreams in boys. That's a spirit called succubus. That's who they're dressed like. That's why they called it the ungodly hour. Arrogance is one of many problems created by the doctrine of Balaam. Because you can't talk to them because they're stars. They're celebrities. They reach out to me every now and then, don't they ever? But the arrogance, when I go to correct them, the arrogance, they gotta hang up. Well, I hang up. Most of the time, it's me. But they'll contact me. Brother, I'm feeling the way of the day. I told you, don't sign the deal. But I already signed the record deal. I said, well, then just stop singing. They gonna take me to court. Well, they took Paul to jail. Stop singing. I mean, you act like I could just walk away from this. You better. You better. And it's so funny, yo, you got a song out called Gotta Make a Way. You got a song called Gotta Make a Way. And God can't make no... The next song you record should be Spirit of Dumb. People that mix the sacred and profane usually recognize that they are sinners, but they refuse to change. People that mix the sacred and profane usually recognize that they are sinners. When Christ said, I will fight against them, he means that he would raise up those that would challenge them with the word. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm fighting against you. Hey, you got in the crosshairs. I'm fighting against you. And it ain't personal. I've just been raised up to do it. That's what he means. When he's going to fight against anybody, he's going to use his people. He's going to use his prophets. He's going to use those that will say what he tells them to say. Not those that will sell out. Not those that will merge the sacred with the profane. He ain't using them. They're using him. Matthew 7:22. Many will say unto me, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name we cast out devils. Everybody prophesied now, though. And in thy name we've done many wonderful works. He's going to say, depart from me. I never. Oh, while you was doing that, I never knew you. Because you wasn't doing it for him. You were doing it for you. Regardless of the prevalence of idol worship surrounding the church at Pergamos, Christ did not allow them to partake in it at all. The sword was not just to cut people, but it was also used to forge a line of demarcation. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin where? At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So
let this soft mineral melt.
Another commercial, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get it off.
Summary! So many artists, actors, and church leaders are going after gain that produces stumbling blocks to God's people. And you can rationalize it all you want in your mind, but if you are producing stumbling blocks, if you are promoting stumbling blocks, then you're hurting people. You're hurting God's people. And their blood will be required at your hands. Every deal you signed, every song you made, every movie, film, all of that, their blood will be required from your hands. Man, I thank God, but we got a 10-piece band here. PJ, can I say Negro, is one of the baddest Negroes to ever. One of the greatest songwriters, players, musicians. Corey and Chris, and I could just go on and on. J. Matt, the drummer. And ain't many Native American drummers. There's a special anointing. We got these guys here. You don't think these guys could go and do something and elevate their level of income instantly? Well, most of them left that to be here. Yeah. Left that. You know why? What would it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his soul? So we have fun in here like we playing for the Grammys. You can't tell us we ain't playing, we ain't Ray Chew and the crew. We enjoy it, look forward to it. Because when we go home, when we go to our jobs, when we go home to our wives and our family, we can sleep well. Because we ain't partnered with the devil. We haven't partnered with the enemy. We haven't taken gain for wrongdoing. Amen. I love it. And most of these guys in here, the businesses and different things, you know, most of these brothers in here didn't have nothing when they came to ABC. God done took them and now doing great things through them and business, all that, and they still come to me. Hey, here's the line. What you think about this, Pastor? I said, well, you cross that line, you might be dealing. And they ain't crossing. Well, and that's okay. Because I know it's not God. If I have to cross that line, I know it's not God. If I got to partner with something ungodly to get gain, then it's not God. That's the way we do it here at ABC. Amen. That's just it. There's a line. There's always a line. Look at somebody and say, there's always a line. I can't cross that line, brother. You can't sweeten the deal enough to make me cross the line. So many actors, artists, actors, and church leaders are going after gain that produces stumbling blocks to God's people. They love the fame and money so much that they will abandon the truth they once believed in order to prosper from the very things that harms believers. They make ungodly alliances with the workers of iniquity just to be rich and famous. This is exactly what Balaam did and why Jesus was not pleased with this particular church. It's time to repent. Repent for merging the sacred with the profane. Repent for accepting wages for the promotion of ungodliness. Repent for aligning yourself with the enemy. God is not pleased, and the end of all things is near.
Hey guys, Toby Mathis here, and
Another commercial, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get him off.
Revelation 2 and 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear. He that hath an ear. Everybody in here with an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. That's what I want. I don't need the manna y'all can see. I want the hidden manna. And we'll give him a white stone. And in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth except the one he gave it to. That's what I want, a new name. I want a glorified body. I want to be with Jesus. I don't want your deal. I don't want your demons. I don't want to partner with the world. I want to be an overcomer. Everybody stand to your feet. He that overcometh, I want to be an overcomer. I don't know what you face with. I don't know what the devil is tempting you with. I don't know. But I do know this message was from the Lord. Amen. And if there's something you're tempted with, whatever it is, and God is saying, no, you need to be an overcomer. I want to pray with you today. Just come on up, whoever you are. Be an overcomer. Overcomer. Yeah, there's a lot of things I got to overcome. There's a lot of things I struggle with. There's a lot of things. Y'all, I'm a human being. But some things are no brainer. Some things are no question. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving sacrifice in my life for that. I'm not signing that deal with the devil. I'm not merging the sacred with the profane. I'm not partnering with the enemy. It's not worth it. No. I received the word today. I'm an overcomer. I'm an overcomer.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today. But that was G. Craig Lewis, and he was talking about falling away. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.